every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Virginia here tonight, 65-41. Let's take a peek at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. A couple other Big Ten teams in action. Indiana over Louisville, 74-66. And the Purdue Boilermakers get 25 points and 14 rebounds from the National Player of the Year from last season. Returning this season, Zach Edey. Of course, we're referring to Purdue 73, Gonzaga 63. So a big-time win for the Big Ten Conference and the Purdue Boilermakers. Other scores in the top 25. Number 16, Kentucky and St. Joseph's in a good one. Getting started the second half with John Calipari's Wildcats leading 41-38. At the Empire Classic, UConn leads Texas 44-32 as they near the end of the first half of that game. Number 7, Tennessee continues to roll. The Vols defeated Syracuse 73-56. Other top 25 games coming up later this evening. You got Colorado and Richmond in the Sunshine Slam. A couple of other Maui Invite matchups. Kansas against Chaminade and UCLA will square off with the Marquette Golden Eagles at Maui Field. Always really, really good. And this year it is really, really good and then some with the teams in that tournament this year. Wisconsin defeats Virginia 65-41. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
65-41, the Badgers defeat Virginia here tonight. Again, the Badgers showing their... Some guys didn't have great shooting nights, but picked up by others. Stephen Crown with those 15 points, 7 of 10 for the field. Max Klesman with those 9 points. He was efficient, though, 4 out of 7 in this game. John Blackwell, 2 of 3 for the 3-point line, made all 4 of his foul shots. 10-point effort for him in this game tonight. 24-point win for the Badgers. We have more to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's bumper-to-bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Virginia 65-41. Wisconsin led at the break 28-18, but Virginia got a little rhythm for a brief time in the second half, actually pulled to within six, just under 13 minutes to play at 40-34. But from there, the Badgers reestablished control. Crow in the paint, Gilmore a followed tip, a couple of free throws from John Blackwell, and then they really started to pull away, courtesy of Chucky Hepburn on our call of the game. Well, high on the right, left it for Crow, seven to shoot. Crow between the arcs, now Hepburn with four. The shot clock tries a three, left of the circle, he hit it. And that made it 49-35, Wisconsin. Crow followed with a dunk, and from there, Virginia never had any chance of getting back into the game as Wisconsin wins it by 24 points. And are we ready for the postgame there, Dave? I believe Butchie, Mr. Hustle, hardest working ex-Badger I know, he was able to go downstairs and visit with head coach Greg Gard.
Wisconsin with a 65-41 win. We've got Coach Greg Gard with us. Coach, talk about that defensive performance you guys put out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's been a long time coming. You know, Brian, you've been around the program a long time, played here, and understand how important that is. And I thought even through the last couple games, we were getting better. There were little signs, positioning was better. But tonight, obviously, we, you know, a really good team, and the guys locked in. Scout team did a great job in preparation, and our, you know, our regular guys in the rotation followed the plan and stuck to it.
As a big fella, Coach, I've been knocking on Coach or Matt LePay all game here, but talk about what Steven did right away from the start. Was aggressive, whether it was offensive rebounds, whether it was just rolling hard and benefiting from some really good interior passing that you guys did. Talk about his performance tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a couple time, one time out where I really challenged him because he had bobbled the ball around the rim on the other end. I thought he could have finished, and he responds when you can poke him a little bit. He responds, but I've always had great confidence in Steve. I've always felt he's an all-conference type player. We've got to get him to get that mindset, and tonight he obviously hopefully was a step in the right direction, but he knows you got to continue to do it and build upon how he played tonight.
When you look at your floor general, Chucky, didn't shoot the ball well, but I thought he did a fantastic job of making sure guys were where they needed to be, running the sets, making sure that Virginia needed to guard the entire possession and not bail them out. What were your thoughts on Chucky's play tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you look, six assists, no turnovers. That tells you there the floor general is in control of things. And, yeah, he doesn't shoot it well, but he didn't have to. You know, that's the mark of a really good player is he can set other people up and make other people around him better. But I thought he's been better at taking command and running the team. If he didn't do the first couple games as well, or first three, and that's something that he improved upon is the leadership and the command he has on the floor.
Talk about that locker room after a win. Obviously, you guys have, you know, at Providence, a tough one against Tennessee, but finally you guys get one of these marquee wins that you guys have scheduled. Everybody knows how tough the schedule is, but talk about what you said and kind of the environment of that locker room.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're excited and they're happy. They understand that was a good performance against a really good team. But I think, you know, as I've told them, our schedule got us ready for this. You know, as painful as maybe Tennessee and Providence were to go through and to watch, even more painful to watch it afterwards, that's part of, you don't want to have to go through those, but sometimes you figure things out faster when you get your butt kicked. So, you know, we're probably not in this position tonight if we don't have those experiences that we have to grow from. And the guys have done a good job of taking the lessons and staying positive and continue to try to push to get better.
Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk to you Wednesday night.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brian.
And you know, you're right, Brian. You said you're telling Coach Gard you were kind of hitting on me. I have bruises. I got bruises. Every time Stevie does something, which he does something a lot, my left arm, I might need a sling.
I realize that. There was a couple of plays where I'm holding your back, and I'm thinking to myself, again, a couple games in.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
I'm hoping I still get the call back to keep doing these games because I'm putting an abuse on you right now.
Don't change. Do not change.
I just get a little excited. I'm sorry.
And there's nothing. Don't say you're sorry. Do not change. It's fun, man. It's fun. Like it when dudes get excited. That's Tausch is the same way. You know, when he gets it from his yacht to, you know, call a football game.
He still has the pizza box in Media Row down there. I mean, he's got the media pass. I mean, I didn't realize you got free pizza if you just grabbed the media pass. But the life of Tausch.
Well, exactly. He just told him who he is, and the floor is his. So Badgers took control on the floor here tonight, 65-41. Butchie and I back to wrap things up for tonight in just 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Badgers will advance to the championship round of the Fort Myers tip-off on Wednesday night. Approximate tip time will be 7:30. It'll be the second game of the evening, of course, against either West Virginia or SMU. West Virginia, of course, had the off-season turmoil involving now former head coach Bob Huggins, SMU. We'll see if they get on. They had a tough year last year. They think they have some pieces to have a better season here in 23-24. So we'll get our look at these guys here tonight, and we'll see if Badgers can go win themselves a little tournament here on Wednesday.
To get to the championship game, though, I'm going to say the most obvious thing, you got to win the first one. They took care of business.
Mm-hmm.
In what is schedule that they have in front of them, they took care of what they needed to take care of. And in tournament environments like this, sometimes you look ahead. But their focus was there. And most importantly, what I love from this team, and we've heard about the 92% of scoring back, all of that. But their experience showed they filed the scouting report. I use the word KYP a lot, right? Know your personnel. With Harris, they didn't let him drive. They made him a shooter. Everybody that you were supposed to guard the way they did, they fouled that. And I think when you do that, that's the sign of a really good veteran team. And that's what showed.
I think what you said at the beginning there about, you know, you can't get to the championship unless you win the first one. It reminded me of a great – back when baseball used to have doubleheaders way back when. I grew up, you know, listening to Reds games back in Ohio. And the great Joe Nuxall. You can't win two if you don't win the first one. That's the deep dive into analytics, and sometimes you just need that common sense. So it's good, old school. I like that, B.
That's an Appleton West education
right
there.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Badgers a winner tonight, 65-41. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Jerry Kelly back at our studio, this is Matt LePay. Hoping you'll join us on Wednesday night as the Badgers play in the championship round of the Fort Myers tip-off. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. They aren't there yet, but the White House says a deal to free more hostages taken by Hamas is close. U.S. and Qatar trying to broker that agreement. Fighting intensifying between Israeli forces and Hamas near another hospital in northern Gaza. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making an unannounced visit to Kyiv. He reassured Ukrainian President Zelensky the U.S. is with them for the long haul in its war with Russia.
This is about, you know, not living in a world where a dictator can wake up one day and decide to annex the property of his peaceful neighbor. That's not the world that we want to live in.
Austin also announced another $100 million in U.S. aid. Microsoft has hired OpenAI's former CEO Sam Altman and the company's ex-president Greg Brockman to lead a new advanced AI research team. A three-day celebration of life for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter begins a week from today. This is ABC News.
Ohio, they did, and they had voted overwhelmingly for, a constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion rights. We also saw that when in Virginia, their GOP governor, Glenn Youngkin, was fully pushing for the 15-week ban, and then the Democrats won both sides of the House. And we've seen here in Wisconsin that when we have two candidates for Supreme Court, the person who is supporting the woman's right to choose won overwhelmingly. It was not a close race. We don't have landslides in Wisconsin, and that was a landslide when Janet won. So the people are out there, and they are telling us they support a woman's right to choose. They support reproductive rights. They want to see abortion rights codified.
Do you think it remains as hot of an issue as it did, or is there sort of this, what I sort of just described as a natural sort of letdown? I mean, are people still buzzing about it?
It's still out there. It's definitely in the last, year and a half, become a little cooler, not as hot of an issue. People have short memories, and there's an awful lot going on in their world, but they do still care.
Folks, we'll be back with Sarah Harrison for more, talking about the Waukesha School Board issues. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree with you more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. This is WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 on Civic Media. And hey, folks, I just want to remind you, if you're traveling this holiday weekend and you want to take the entire Civic Media network with you, go download the Civic Media app. It's there. You don't have to miss anything. And you will stay abreast of everything that is progressive and moving forward in this state where we want to keep moving forward. So, folks, I'm delighted that we're back with Sarah Harrison. She is a candidate for the 13th District. You are formally launching, right? November 28th.
Indeed, yes.
23, after Thanksgiving,
yes.
After turkey. So tell us about the launch.
You bet. So have your turkey, take your nap, have your Cyber Monday, and then on Tuesday, which is the 28th, we'll be at North Star American Bistro in Brookfield, starting at 5:30. And all the details are out on my website as well, which is Sarah, SarahForWi.com. And we're going to have some great conversation. We're going to have some lovely appetizers, a little bit of wine, and we'll just have lots of nice chats about what we think representing the people should really look like in Wisconsin.
So you were talking about the need for women to be able to access reproductive services now. How do you see that being expressed? You know, this is not something that folks can wait on. Right now, there's very limited opportunities.
Yeah.
How do you see that as part of your launch?
To me, that is the top issue that we face as a state, is that we need to show the people of Wisconsin that we support them and that we trust them to work with their doctors to make the best decisions for their own health care, regardless of what situation they're in. If someone is later in their pregnancy and having to make those decisions, it is nearly always going to be because of some sort of catastrophic thing that was unforeseen. And they are already going through incredible amounts of stress without having to worry about the legality and going to another state to try to take care of their healthcare needs. And we need to support our people.
So tell me about, I think last time you were here, we talked some about school board issues.
Yeah.
And what's happening on the Waukesha School Board.
Yeah. So
last time, right? Mm-hmm. I think Diane Voigt,
yes,
successfully ran.
She did.
Sort of a lone voice on that board. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So where is it at now? We're in the middle of the semester. What's going on?
Yeah. So Diane is fantastic. We're so glad that she was elected and that she's out there fighting the good fight. And now we're trying to find additional, and we have a few folks who've shown interest, but we're looking for people who are interested in being involved in really turning that board around. It's something that we saw starting about 4 years ago. We saw, I would categorize it as a hostile takeover of our school board, where all of a sudden, WISRED, which is obviously a partisan, Republican, entity, started pouring money into our school board races, which had historically really lived up to the name of being nonpartisan. And they got folks on the board that started doing things such as we have a signage ban where you can't have a safe space sign in the school district of Waukesha now. We have a lot of books being challenged. In fact, one of our WISRED school board members who is up for reelection this year, or this coming spring, put forth a list of 100 books that he was challenging in our school libraries, and 18 of them, almost 20%, were not even in the libraries. So obviously this is not a groundswell of, you know, grassroots people who are really concerned. This is someone who went to the Moms for Liberty website and said, oh, well, okay, I'm going to follow their talking points. What we want to see is a return to, you know, I like to call it make school board boring again. Let's talk about the things that actually impact education, and let's talk about trying to get these kids through this really important time in their life in a way that they're supported and that they're not in the crossfire of some really weird political battle that the adults decided to have around their education.
So, folks, Sarah Harrison's here. She's wearing I Read Banned Book sign. Have they banned books in Waukesha?
Yeah, there have been some things that have been moved either to higher, you know, levels. Like they had some things that were in middle schools that were pushed to be high school level or, you know, elementary to middle school. But a lot of it, though, ended up being a whole lot of work for our wonderful, dedicated librarians that ended up not going anywhere, which is great. I'm glad it didn't go anywhere, but why are we doing this? It's futile. You know, we don't need to go chasing after these, things that are not actually objectionable. So folks who are interested, though, should get in touch with the Alliance for Education. And there's an email address. It's allianceforeducationwaukesha@gmail.com. And if all else fails, you can just email my campaign, info@Sarah, SARAHFORWI.com, and I'll get you in touch with them because that alliance email is kind of long. So one way or another, we'll get you in touch with the right people and we'll support you and help you get your run for school board going.
So as you look forward into 2024,
yeah,
how do you see your campaign playing out? Mm-hmm. And sort of, what can you share? I know it's very early.
Yeah.
But what can you share with listeners and hopefully voters?
Well, one thing I'll say is that, so I ran in 2022. However, I had also just run for school board in 2022. There were 11 days between election day and when I started gathering signatures to run for assembly. So I did not have very much of a ramp up time last time. And this time I'm declaring a year out. I'm running. Let's go. And I've already got community events on the calendar. I've already got some things coming up that, so we've got my campaign launch next Tuesday. I'll also be going to an Elmbrook Education Foundation event next week that is at the Corners on Wednesday. And then we've got some things coming up that I know Matt's going to talk about a little later, so I don't want to steal his thunder. But we've got a lot more time to get out there, talk to the people, get people energized. And we beat the odds last time. And we're only going to continue to, even if we have the same map, I still have full faith that it is possible. It is a challenging fight, but it is possible. We just need all hands on deck.
Folks, I am delighted to have Sarah Harrison. She has been out here in Purple Land working hard to, you know, keep the spirit of democracy alive, keep the idea that we can educate our children without banning good books. that we can have, you know, legitimate, reasonable gun regulations. Thank you, Sarah Harrison. Coming up, Matt Moreno to give us some fresh news from the Democratic Party in Waukesha. This is Attorney Mark Thompson.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. They aren't there yet, but the White House says a deal to free more hostages taken by Hamas is close. U.S. and Qatar trying to broker that agreement. Fighting intensifying between Israeli forces and Hamas near another hospital in northern Gaza. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making an unannounced visit to Kyiv. He reassured Ukrainian President Zelensky the U.S. is with them for the long haul in its war with Russia.
This is about, you know, not living in a world where a dictator can wake up one day and decide to annex the property of his peaceful neighbor. That's not the world that we want to live in.
Austin also announced another $100 million in U.S. aid. Microsoft has hired OpenAI's former CEO Sam Altman and the company's ex-president Greg Brockman to lead a new advanced AI research team. A three-day celebration of life for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter begins a week from today. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died. The university did not provide details Monday, only that Christina Navarro-Krupka was pregnant and her death was unexpected. Navarro-Krupka grew up in Madison and was in her fourth year as director of athletics and assistant chancellor at Platteville. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg was on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will argue that the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 32. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 40 tomorrow, cloudy. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 40.
The Todd Almaz Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill. And I'll admit, I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano caking the floor
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. UK.
Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 on WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. I'm honored and privileged again to have Matt Moreno back. Matt is the chair of the Democratic Party of Waukesha County. The party is setting an example statewide in terms of how to organize. Welcome back, Matt.
Thanks. I love being here. Appreciate it.
Great. And I noticed just before the break, Nikki was out there. Sorry we missed you, Nikki. If you want to pick up and call back again, we'll be glad to grab you. But, Matt, so what's the latest in Waukesha, and where's the Democratic Party going between now and next November?
Oh, man, there's so much going on. First, I want to thank my membership. I just got reelected to a two-year term last week, so I'm very thankful for that. It's an honor and a privilege.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Was it a close vote?
No, it was a unanimous vote, so that was really nice.
Oh, there was no competition.
No, no.
That's not a race.
Hey, we take nothing for granted here. But look, there's a ton going on. We just wrapped up our one-year-to-win organizing effort. We had over 150 canvassers out, knocked on a couple thousand doors, talked with hundreds of voters, and just got a sense for where they're feeling, what they're thinking, and kind of laying our groundwork for our organizing game in 2024. You know, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be in parades all around the county. So we're in Menominee Falls. We're going to be in Oconomowoc. We're going to be here in Waukesha, out showing our community support, making sure people know there are Democrats all around the county. And then we're wrapping up the middle of December with our first ever drag show fundraiser, just to show our support for the community, have a fun time, launch into the holidays, raise a little money, and go off into 2024 on a really high note so that we can be ready to challenge the WIS Red extremists here on the local level for school boards that you guys talked about earlier with Sarah Harrison, some of the municipal boards, and then be ready to go to reelect Tammy Baldwin and Joe Biden in November.
So I'm really interested in your One Year to Win campaign and doing the doors. What are the hot issues that people are talking about?
Look, I think Sarah hit a couple of the big ones. Guns and abortion are going to be huge for us. And for us, it's a lot of just hearing where people are at and making them know where the two parties are. You know, people who are moderate in their position on guns or abortion need to know that they are considered extremist by the Republican Party. One of my favorites is just talking to people on the doors. You're like, look, if a poor girl is molested by her father and has to carry a child, do you think she has the right to terminate that pregnancy to live a hopefully normal life? And most people are going to say, absolutely. That's a horrible situation. And at that point, you're like, well, most Republicans are now going to label you a pro-choice extremist. You are no longer a Republican if you believe in a 13-year-old girl's right to get an abortion. Or if you think a domestic abuser should have a little bit more hoops to jump through to get a gun, you are now considered a fascist gun control regulator by the NRA. So it's just letting people know that where their positions are at, where their common sense positions are no longer in line with the Republican Party. But I think the biggest thing I learned on the doors a couple weekends ago was just people are not fully tuned in yet. And I think that plays a lot into the national narrative around the poll numbers around Joe Biden and the state of the country and the state of the race. I think for the average person, they're just trying to get by day to day and they are not plugged into it. But when we got the chance to have the conversation, we got to talk about the actual achievements of Joe Biden and then talking about what 2024 is going to look like. Because it's not going to be a referendum on Joe Biden. This is going to be a choice between Donald Trump's policies and Joe Biden's policies. And when you look at what we could do, we could go back to the Trump era where we were handing over control of Medicare to the drug companies, to the insurance companies. We want to put Social Security back to Wall Street. Or you could have Joe Biden, who is making choices every day to try to lower costs for Americans, producing record amounts of oil for the country and moving into a clean economy in the 2050s while bringing manufacturing and blue collar jobs back. That's the choice we have to have. And that's what voters are going to hear about from now till next November.
You know, I think you're really spot on. You know, it's a few days before Thanksgiving. People are thinking December holidays. It's a hard time to do doors, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a tough time. It's cold out. People want to focus on some good Packer wins and family time and presents and all the holiday cheer. They don't want to think about the nastiness of the politics. But when we had Congress basically handicapped for almost a month because they couldn't choose a speaker, when we have a government shutdown seemingly every 3 months, it's not a way to run a country, and people are going to be paying attention come November, and it's going to be a very different race than the polls say today.
So what do you see is going to be different in 2024 compared to the 2020?
I think it's going to be a little bit different in that there's going to be clear choices now. You know, Donald Trump has a record and Joe Biden has a record. This is no longer a, you know, here's what I want to do. It's here's what we did do, and here's what we're going to do again if you give us four more years. But I think the intensity is going to be turned up a little bit. The stakes are going to be higher. We have seen Donald Trump and the Republican Party very clear that if Donald Trump gets elected, they're going to do everything they can to make sure democracy in a fundamental way is changed. They're going to make it, they're going to take away civil servants and replace them with Trump loyalists. They're going to go harder than ever at tax breaks for the wealthy, deregulating our drug companies and making sure that the safety nets that Americans rely on are no longer available. They want to fundamentally change what it means to be America. We see it in Ohio. The voters in Ohio spoke loud and clear, 14-point win for a constitutional amendment to protect abortion. And the response from the Trump Republicans who run that state said, we don't care what the voters say. We're going to take this to the courts, and we're just going to ignore the fact that there is now a constitutional amendment. That is a preview for what the Trump administration would look like in 2024 if he's allowed to be reelected.
You know, when you're out there doing the doors, even at a time when many, many people are not quite ready to get into the 2024 elections, is there an issue that is on people's minds that they immediately raise?
Yeah, I mean, especially this time of year, people are looking at buying presents for loved ones. The economy is a leading issue. Cost of goods, huge issue. And I love the fact that Republicans want to talk inflation, because I love talking inflation. And the fact is Joe Biden's policies, the Inflation Reduction Act and all of the things that his administration has done, has made the United States the quickest in the world to lower our inflation and cool it down to normal levels without any significant job losses. We have, for the first time in 40 years, an economy that's outpacing China while cooling our inflation faster. So I love getting out there talking to voters, because the pain is real. There's important that we never discredit what people are feeling. You know, the economy's tough. People are struggling to get by. But only one party is putting forward solutions and passing solutions to make their lives better. And that's what we're selling at the doors.
In terms of selling it at the doors, are people buying it?
Absolutely. One of my favorite things to talk about right now is insulin and drug prices. You know, it hasn't kicked in yet, but in the next year or so, when we are negotiating prices of prescription drugs for the top 10 Medicare costing drugs, families all across this country are going to see massive reductions in their cost of medications. The fact we capped insulin at $35 is life-changing for folks who rely on it. Those things people are going to be feeling today and feeling in the very near future, and those are the things that we're going to keep reminding voters that Democrats passed alone.
One issue that Sarah and I had touched on is that tomorrow our new Wisconsin Supreme Court hears oral arguments on the map. When you were doing the doors, were people talking about maps, the gerrymander? Was that a concern?
It didn't come up directly as often as you would think from the media narratives, but a lot of what came up is what the government is doing. And it's very clear that people can tell that when the Republicans have control, whether it's Congress and that chaos, or the GOP legislature led by Robin Voss, they're not getting stuff done for Wisconsinites. They would rather play political games, like make sure that their jobs are very safe, than they would be to solve real problems. And we see that when they gavel in and gavel out of session after session on like childcare, the economy, or they keep passing phony tax bills that give 88% of the benefit to 1% of the income earners.
Right. It's not the bottom 1%.
No, not at all. It's the top 1%, the only 1% the Republicans care about. So the overall feeling is that the government is struggling, and it tends to only struggle when the Republicans are in charge of it. And that's an issue we can raise a lot, and people are very aware of it. That's the reason Robin Voss is one of the worst-rated politicians in Wisconsin, according to the Marquette University Law Poll.
The issue of education, and we touched on with Sarah a little bit about the Waukesha School Board. How is that issue playing out?
Look, it is playing out in that it is continuing to show the Republicans as out-of-touch extremists who'd rather play politics than actually support people's lives. Rather, it's in the Congress or the legislature or your local school boards all across the county, we are seeing Republicans who are choosing political games based on MAGA beliefs than we are about common sense legislating or governing of the local bodies. One of my favorite ways to talk about this is local government funding. Because of the American Rescue Plan, ARP, we had seen no significant tax raises or significant service cuts at any municipality around the county because President Biden and Democrats gave funding to those local governments. And those are the type of common sense solutions that keep the government functioning and don't create the chaos and drama we're seeing. But we see it in Menominee Falls. We've seen Oconomowoc and Waukesha. Sarah talked about when Republicans are given some power, they abuse it and create chaos instead of serving the constituents who put them there.
The earlier when we had talked about the school boards, you had described WISRED and their activity in terms of trying to pack the mm-hmm. school boards. Do you see them as visible this time around?
You know, it's been a lot quieter so far, but obviously they're raising money. It's definitely gotten quiet since some spotlights been put on them. You know, sunlight sometimes the best disinfectant for shadiness. And we saw the way they raise money has been called into question. The way they spend their money has been called into question. The candidates who they recruit who don't live in the district and are charged with felonies is causing questions. So all of these things have kind of made them a little quieter. I expect them to be fully active come April. So we are preparing ourselves like they are going to be spending $100,000 plus yet again to continue to pack the school boards, pack the city councils, and try to push an extremist agenda on all of the voters in the county.
Coming into 2024 in Waukesha County, do you see the primaries as a focus of any races?
You know, I think that people have not fully tuned in yet. I think come, you know, get past the holidays, get into the Januaries, the Februaries, I think we're seeing a lot more people start tuning in, paying attention, their voices being heard. I think that the GOP coming to Milwaukee is going to give a great spotlight to get people engaged. The Republicans have pitched that this is their way of, you know, showing how committed they are to Wisconsin. I think it's going to do the opposite when you have the craziness that Donald Trump is going to bring highlighted to the people of this state. I expect that to be the real start of our movement to make sure that President Biden is reelected in November.
As you look forward, you mentioned the economy is going to be, you think, top issue.
Yeah, I think economy, abortion are going to be one and two very close. And I think Democrats have a great record, especially here in Wisconsin, to run on. You know, we haven't even touched on Microsoft's recent announcement where they're going to be buying 1,500 acres of land at the failed Foxconn land, creating thousands of high paying technology jobs. And a lot of that came from President Biden's bills he's passing.
And efforts of Governor Evers.
Absolutely. Governor Evers deserves huge credit for that.
The fiasco that
yep.
the Boston company had left. Matt, we're going to be back with Matt Moreno. We're going to have Luann Bird We'll be back on the other side to talk more about keeping Wisconsin moving forward. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is attorney Mark Thompson. And folks, if you're traveling this weekend, remember you can download the Civic Media app and you can hear all the shows all the time. We'll be right back.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Esco's Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back, folks. This is your Paul Revere Show. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8, and I am proud to have Matt Moreno with us tonight, the current and recently reelected chair of the Democratic Party of Waukesha, who has really been focused like a laser on keeping the state forward, moving forward. And, you know, Waukesha, in many, many ways, is going to lead, you know, and where we go. We're talking about education, and we're talking about issues of sort of right-wing domination in school boards in Waukesha. I'm also honored to have Luann Bird back, and what's up with education at Whitnall?
Well, we heard about, well, the last school board election didn't go the way we wanted it to go. And we were concerned about that. So we were kind of watching. And a couple of weird board meetings have been happening. But then, I want to say late September, beginning of October, one board member who's a Moms for Liberty person introduced a gender-affirming policy directly from Will, the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. And I started getting all these messages from these people I met when I ran. Like, they were alarmed that this was on the, you know, on our little, the Whitnall School District agenda. I live in Hills Corners. So, you know.
Why I thought it'd be great to have Matt here. Matt's lived through this in Waukesha.
Right.
And I, you know, this is the thing we should be talking well, amongst each other and sharing.
Right.
So because
we waited too long to organize. So there was a lot of tension between the superintendent and the new board. And you could just see as you watch school board meetings, the relationship was pretty much going downhill. Not only that, good governance was going downhill, where board members were putting on anything they wanted to. It wasn't coming through the superintendent anymore, talking about things like, let's just change the grading policy. Let's, you know, that's just some pretty scary stuff to do right before the start of the school year. Let's talk about open enrollment. We maybe don't want those kids in, you know, those are the kinds of discussions that were happening in the last couple of months. So we, after the meeting with the affirmative or with the gender affirming policy, we organized. I said, okay, come on over to the birdhouse, right? And group of people of all ages came over and formed REN, the Whitnall Resident Engagement Network. And if you go online to, you can go, you got to go to Facebook. That's our main presence. It's Whitnall. You know, you can either do the whole name, Whitnall Resident Engagement Network, or you can do Wren, W-R-E-N. I mean, no pun intended here. It just happens to be a bird. A bird, again, for me, that's pretty
cool. Luann Bird.
Bird is the word, right?
Bird is
but, you know, it's the power of organizing. We were able to go to those board meetings. People are showing up. We're posting all this stuff because in a tiny little area like ours, there isn't a media presence. Not like Waukesha. Maybe you have, I don't know if you have a newspaper here or whatever, but Milwaukee County is big and the Journal Sentinel doesn't cover it all. And so there's no real way to find out information going on in our schools. So we are informing people and word is spreading quickly. This wonderful group of people that came together at my house maybe 6 weeks ago, we've defined our values and our vision of equity and transparency and inclusion. And we are working hard to make sure that we flip our school board next time because we cannot let what's going on. So we go to this meeting, then the gender affirming thing went away for now, they said for now. And then then they post something on the agenda about the superintendent, and then they change that to be broader. I mean, funny things have been going on, and so we all show up at that meeting and we all speak up for the superintendent, and they try to cut us off.
That was Lisa Olson,
Dr. Lisa Olson, and I was on the board when we hired her. She was, in my opinion, doing a great job. No superintendent walks on water, so you have to, you know, always look at what areas could she do better in. And certainly none of our schools are perfect. We do need to work together to make them better for all kids. But to bring that policy forward just sent fear in the end. Anyway, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but she resigned immediately, like as of January. That's just traumatic to a district. And we were just up in arms about that. So we are showing up. We're speaking up. We're following very closely what's going on there. And it's local organizing at its best. It's like you said, when people find out what's really going on, they care and they get involved. And I keep getting calls from some of the people I met or my neighbors even, like, what's going on here? Now you can go to whitnallwren.com, and that's our little website. We have T-shirts already and everything because these folks, and it isn't me, it's a bunch of parents, grandparents, just residents in the Hales Corners, Greenfield, and a little bit of Franklin area that are saying enough is enough. We want a professional school board. We want safe schools for everybody. And it's been really exciting to be a part of a local grassroots effort right there that want to change things. We're not going to sit back.
So, Matt, what do you got to say to your neighbors on your eastern border?
Welcome to the Crazy Club.
You bet.
No, really, I think, unfortunately for a lot of folks, they need to see the crazy firsthand to fully understand the damage that can be done from a lot of these extremists. Because the one thing I'll give Wisp Red credit of is they campaign well. They campaign like they're preaching common sense. Like they just want to, they're concerned parents who want to give control back to parents. When in reality, they are parents who want to take control for themselves, for all the other parents. You know,
That's right. What they miss is the point that parents run our schools already, yep. And that we already have parent involvement. So they paint this picture like it's not there, but parents are on school boards. Mm-hmm. That's the highest level of running our schools. So that is all false narrative to try to get people to mistrust our public schools and to vote for crazies who think they're going to do it better.
Yep. I mean, and they're doing the right work out there. You know, the one thing the Republicans will always have over us is money. And the one thing we will always have over them is hustle. So get out there, talk to your neighbors, do the work day in and day out. There's no amount of money that they can spend at any point to outdo the legwork and the shoe wear that we're going to put through year after year, day after day.
Takes grassroots effort because, as Matt pointed out.
You got 30 seconds, Luann.
Most people agree with common sense stuff. Most people want all kids to be educated. Most people don't want to discriminate. Most people want common sense gun reforms. Most people definitely want a woman to have privacy over her health care. There's no point in that pregnancy at which the government should come in and be a part of it. And most people want that.
Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. Thank you, Luann Bird. Thank you, Matt Moreno. Folks, keep the state moving forward. 2024 is around the corner. Thank you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.